Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina with another edition of the Yehuda Project. Brother Uriah, if you could hear me, please push one. Please push one. Shalom, shalom, everybody out there. Hallelujah. Glad to be here today. You know, we were doing some surfing, you know, across the internet. Thank you so much for that, Brother Uriah. I hope you got my email because I did look at that, what you sent me. It was absolutely amazing. You do a wonderful job, and thank you so much for all of your help and your support because you truly put 100% in everything you do, and I thank you for that. I just wanted to kind of touch base today on a topic that we were talking about yesterday, And, you know, I wanted to be able to clearly define who we are as Israelites, who the Yehuda Project is and the nation of Yehuda and what we believe, because, you know, this Hebrew Israelite movement is growing. People are beginning to wake up, and they're beginning to come into their identity as to who they are, you know, and they're searching around for different things and different places to be. We do things virtual. We always have, so that you'll be able, because we believe this is a lifestyle. You know, we came out of the church. It is not the church. We do not try to imitate the church in any way, shape, or form, but we are a nation of people, and we serve an Elohim, and this is a lifestyle that we live every day. So, you know, we try to live this as if we were in our own nation, living every day, working and doing what we were doing, and we would keep his law, statutes, and his commandments. And we would do what he told us to do in terms of the dietary laws and all of the things that are required of us. The only difference is that we're in captivity right now. We're still in the land of our captivity because our ancestors were brought here on slave ships. We have completed our 400 years sentence that the Most High put us under here, and we are waiting to exit. You know, we're waiting for the second exodus. But in the meantime, as you grow into the knowledge of who you are, and as the Most High begins to reveal to you who we are, you know, people are searching around for groups and different places to be. And my advice has always been to pray. You know, don't go by what you hear, don't go by what you see, but pray. Always go before the Most High in prayer, because the Holy Spirit will lead and guide you into all truth. That is her primary position, is to do so. And there is an issue. I was watching a video of some Hebrew Israelites who had engaged in participating in some of the camps. And I'm not going to call any names today. I'm not going to do that. I don't do that on the radio. I'm not going to call no names today. However, a lot of them are coming away from the camps because of the virgin birth issue. And that is a very big issue, because we believe what the Bible says. We believe it is what it says. It is written and it means what it says. You know, and to those people who have experienced that, and this has become an issue, my advice to you is to pray. Pray that the Most High sends you to a location where you will be able to get the teaching and the understanding that you need, because we too believe in the virgin birth, because that's what the Bible says. We believe that in the Immaculate Conception, because that is what the Bible says. You know, we believe in the redemption of man through the Messiah coming through the virgin, the womb of the Virgin Mary. We believe in that. I don't care whether the Catholics teach it or not, or who else teaches it, because people teach a whole lot of things. We believe in that. So I just want to be able to put that out there, you know, because there's a lot of teaching going around. You know, it's a lot of teaching going around about everything, but that's the game changer right there. Because what it does is it's saying that the Messiah has already come, but he's come from among the brethren. And that's the same as the Hebrew Israelites that are non-Messianic. They're waiting on the Messiah to come from among the brethren and to be as one of us. And no, he was not from among one of us. His mother was. So we have to be able, I just wanted to put that out there. You know, because a lot of people are struggling right now, because a lot of people have been introduced to the whole Hebrew Israelite movement through some of these camps, because these are our street preachers. But there's a group of us, and it's not just us. There is a group of Israelites who believe what the Bible says. You know, and just to reiterate that again, we believe what the Bible says. Now, we don't get a whole lot of FaceTime on YouTube, and we don't get a whole lot of, you know, radio time, and we're not really out there because they choose not to allow us to be. But just for FYI, we believe what the Bible says. Point blank, period. You know, and there's nothing that they can do to change it, alter it, or in any kind of way. So I just wanted to let you know that we are out here. You know, we just live this thing every day, and it's a beautiful lifestyle when you start to live it. It is a beautiful lifestyle when you begin to live it. So I just want to make that very, very clear. Anybody else who wants to join in on the conversation, please feel free to push 1, because this is very, very necessary. There are a lot of people that are struggling, you know, because these are larger camps. They have all kind of activities and things to do to lure the people in, and then the teaching starts. We don't hate white people over here. We do not. We believe that the Gentile will be saved. They will go into the Messiah's kingdom. The scripture says that there will be kindreds out of every nation. We do not hate anybody over here. You know, but the Most High is going to judge. They're going to go through their punishment, just like we had to go through ours. But at the end, when it's all said and done, he said there will be people out of every nation. We do not believe all, we don't believe, we don't have the same beliefs. So we just wanted to be able to share that. I think that that's the biggest thing, and that we don't teach hate. We don't have time for that. It's too much going on. We're moving quickly into our second Exodus. We believe that Yah's word will not return unto him void, and he spoke that word thousands of years ago, and that word is out there performing itself. You know, it's making information and instructions. It's planting ideas and thoughts into the necessary people that need to have those ideas and thoughts at the appointed time. Because that's what his word does. And we are preparing ourselves so when those thoughts manifest themselves to those particular people, whether it's government, ship owners, military people, whomever it is, that we're ready as a people to step on them boats and go back home where we came from. Another thing I wanted to address is that Africans are the Hebrew Israelites. That's not true either. We were in Africa when we were taken in order to be slaves, but Africans are not Hebrew Israelites. Africans come from the land of, they've come from Ham. They're Hamites. We're from the lineage of Shem, and yes, Israel was on the continent of Africa. It always one continent at one point. It was, but it's not anymore. So we are Hebrew Israelites from the land of Canaan. That's our land. And that's another misconception that's going around. Oh, the real Africans are the Hebrew Israelites. No, the Hebrew Israelites are the Hebrew Israelites. And we're from the land of Canaan, and that's where we're going back to. So it's a lot of things out there, and that's why we encourage people to know their word. We spend the majority of our time in the word. Because we've gotten to know our Elohim by reading his word. So like I said, once that word has completed what it set out to do, it will return back to the Most High accomplished. The word will not come back and say, I didn't get that finished. So our advice to everyone is to just relax, take a deep breath, and get ready to go home. That is what we're doing. To all of the white supremacy groups and the right-wing groups and the left-wing groups, there's no reason for it anymore because we can register to leave. We are getting ourselves prepared to leave. Because the Most High said we were leaving, and we believe his word. You know? Now, when and at what point, we have no word on that. We're waiting for word. We're waiting for our government to say, we're getting things prepared for you guys to get ready to get out of here. We have offered up our services to them in the event that they need someone to put this, help to get this movement together and push this movement through. We're getting people ready. We're getting our mind mentally ready. We haven't heard anything yet. And another thing, some people are opportunists. Some people know that this is the next move, and they are making a point to make an opportunity to give you false information. One thing that the Messiah told us is let no man deceive you. We are waiting on the Most High to reveal it through our government that they are making preparations for us to leave. It's not going to be a sneak move. They're going to tell us what it is. So I just wanted to cover all those things because these are the things that we're noticing that's trending around in our nation. This is trending. You know, these are the things that are trending. You know, people are waking up. They're leaving the camps. They're exposing the camps. These people don't understand, well, what do we do? Who do we study with? Where do we go? Pray about it. That's the best advice we can give you is to pray about it. Because, you know, we're waiting patiently for his word to manifest itself, and it will. So, you know, I just wanted to, I had some videos that I wanted to play, but I noticed that they are saying the names of the camps, and I don't want to do that because I'm trying not to create a division between us. You know, I'm really not trying to do that because our job is to gather and bring together, not expose and cause division. We're just not trying to do that. You know, for whatever reason that they feel it necessary to do it that way, that's the reason they feel it necessary. But the most we believe the word, you know. We believe the word. So that's where we are today. Anybody else have anything in particular that you would like to talk about? You know, because we always seem to find something at the end of the day, you know, to be able to really, really talk about. You know, there's so many things going on. You know, we don't want to cause any fear or anything to that nature, but we really do need to get this thing in order. You know, because there's a lot going on, and it's a lot of things that are going on to keep you distracted. As long as you stay distracted, you won't know what to look for first, you know. Everybody is going to pay for what they've done, whether it's you, me, or like Brother Donnie, I say the sycamore tree. It don't matter who it is, what you've done. You know, but all praises be to his high and holy name. We give him praise, honor, and glory. You know, we are just trying our best to stay focused, you know, to keep the Most High's word in the forefront and to get ourselves ready to get out of here. That's all. You know, yes, we're encouraging everybody, you know, to stay healthy. Make sure you keep yourself healthy, your family healthy. Start storing up again because the way the economy is looking and the things that are going on in the Middle East with the wars and stuff and supply and demand, things are going up every day. They doubling in price. Don't stop getting your supplies. Get your vitamins by the case. Start getting your stuff together. Because the time is at hand where things are going to be very interesting. You know, just start getting your things together. Keep your stuff together. Make sure you got plenty of stuff. Stockpile food. Make sure you got a freezer with food in it. You know, and do whatever you need to do to survive legally. You know, let's keep this. Don't forget to do what we've been telling everybody to do all along. You know, we don't have to sell everything and run to the hills. The Most High never told us to run. All he told us to do was to wait. And live comfortably while you're waiting. Passover is coming. Passover 2024. The most important Passover to me that we're going to have. You know, they kind of played it down. But, you know, when you talk about the Passover, it is very important, you know. You got to be able to understand what the book of Passover. Let me tell you about Passover in the book of Jubilees. Let me tell you, I'm going to read something to you in the book of Jubilees. It says, remember the commandment which the Most High commanded thee concerning the Passover, that thou shouldest celebrate it in its season on the 14th of the first month, that thou shouldest kill it before it is even, and that they should eat it by night on the even of the 15th from the time of the setting of the sun. For on this night, the beginning of the festival and the beginning of the joys were eating the Passover in Egypt. When all the powers of Egypt had been let loose to slay all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh to the firstborn of the captive maid in the mill and to the cattle. And this is the sign that the Most High gave unto thee, unto every house on the lintels of which they saw the blood of the lamb, of the first year into that house they should not enter to slay, but should pass it over, and that all those should be saved that were in the house because of the sign of the blood that was on the lintel. I encourage everyone to celebrate Passover with us this year. You know, we're going, those people who email us, we will be sending you out some information. You can email us at the Yehuda Project, at the Yehuda Project at gmail.com, and we will send you a registration form and an invitation and some stuff for you to put over your doorpost. We don't do the blood, but we put the red ribbon as a symbol of the blood over the doorpost. We encourage everyone to do this that has come to the realization that they are Israel. Because, and let me tell you why. Because one night is going to be your last night in this land. One night is going to be your last night in this land. And that's what that meant. The Most High said, when I see the blood, I'm going to pass over you. And that was the last night that they spent in Egypt. This is important. So we need everyone that we've been talking to for the last 12 years, all of the people who have subscribed to the show, to this channel, we need you to email us so we can do the Passover together. Invite your families to come so that we can do this. This is supposed to be a celebration that it's time to go. The celebration, this was the last plague that the Most High had put on the Egyptian people. He said, and remember thou this day all the days of thy life, and observe it from year to year, all the days of thy life, once a year on its day, according to the law thereof, and do not adjourn from day to day or from month to month. For it is an eternal ordinance and engraven on the heavenly tablets regarding all the children of Israel, that they should observe it every year on its day, once a year throughout all their generation. And there is no limit of days, for this is ordained forever. You got to be able to do this. You know, and I know you guys are like, oh, what's the Passover? Is that Easter? No, it has nothing to do with Easter. This is something that we are supposed to celebrate. It said, let the children of Israel come and observe the Passover on the day of its fixed time, on the 14th day of the first month, between the evenings, from the third part of the day to the third part of the night, for two portions of the day are given by light, and a third part to the evening. This is that which the Most High commanded thee, that thou should observe it between the evenings. We have to do it in the evening. Some people have evening, some people are on different time schedules. You must do it in the evening. It is very important. Very, very important. Anybody have any questions? Please feel free to, you know, to join in. But this is a very important year for us. You know, this is a very important year for us. This is supposed to be the 70 of Jubilee. So this is very important for us. You know? So, you know, like I said before, if you want to join us this year, we're doing it from our homes, like we will do when we get ready to leave. We're going to do it from the inside of our homes. We ask you to email us at theyehudaproject@gmail.com. And it's the, T-H-E, Yehuda, Y-E-H, U-D-A-H, project, P-R-O-J-E-C-T, @gmail.com. TheYehudaProject@gmail.com. We encourage you to send us a request, and we'll send you everything that you need for you to be involved. You know, we will even tell you where to go get the meal. You can get the meal already cooked, you know, and what to buy. You know, so we just wanted to share that with you, you know, and get that out there in the open. But anybody else have anything else you would like to discuss, you know, with the people, you know, for tonight, for today? You know, because like I said, I had a few things that I could talk about, you know, but it's a lot going on. But this is our main thing, is to get ready to go home. It's our main thing. There's nothing else really to talk about but get ready to go home. We've already talked about COVID. We've talked about the groups. We've talked about our jobs. We've talked about everything from education to being. We've talked about it all. And the only thing that's important is that we get ready to go home. You know, I can't stress that enough. I can't stress it enough. It's the time for us to start paying attention. and to stay encouraged because the time is coming. We're getting ready to get out of here. It's just simple as that. You know. So, you know, I just think that it's important, you know, and everybody's talking about the presidential election and who's going to be president. It really don't matter at this point because y'all's word is still going to be fulfilled. Whether it's Biden, it's going to be fulfilled. Whether it's Trump, it's going to be fulfilled. It really doesn't matter. It doesn't. We're going to go and do what they're going to do, what the Most High tell them to do. You know, we watched when the war broke out over in Israel. All of the nations got together. All of them strolled on TV with suits on. Everybody has expressed their distaste and their outrage of the killings that's been going on in Palestine. And everybody from every nation has sat around the round table and made discussions. But guess what? Newsflash, this is getting ready to happen again. Only that's not going to be the topic. If it hasn't already started happening, it's not going to be the topic. It's going to be about the Israelites returning. You know, so these are the things that are important, and these are the things that we have to get ready for. This is it. You know, I know a lot of people didn't believe in it. A lot of people didn't stand on the 400 years, and it's okay because we all good with that. We know a lot of people didn't, but it's okay because we know what we have to do in order to push forward. When you have something like this that is trying to break through, you got to push forward. And then guess what's going to happen? When the one word come out that they're getting ready for this, everybody's going to start coming. Watch. One word. Everybody's going to start coming. But we have to stay focused and we have to move out according as the word is, as the Most High has called us to do. You know, I know a lot of people waiting on the rapture and some people waiting on these things to happen. And you know what? I don't even go there no more. I don't even listen. I say, well, we'll see. We can ready to see. Because there's a God that we serve the true and living Elohim. And this is what it is. And you have to have faith to believe that no matter what they say. I told you when I told one of my bosses that I was an Israelite, she laughed in my face. I said, that's okay. You don't have to worry about it. That was 5 years ago. I said, you know what? The whole world is going to know it in a minute. And boy, has it changed. How has the information got out there? Like wildfire. Everybody knows now. From every nationality and every nation. You know, you have governments that are meeting now and saying that we are the real Israelites. We are the real Jews. Everybody's talking about it. So, you know, we just have to remain focused and do what it is that we have been called to do. Somebody please push one. I don't want to keep talking to myself. You know, anybody. Somebody have a conversation with me. I know you guys are on here, you know, and it's very important that, you know, we keep this going. And begin to have conversations because people are listening. Shalom, Brother Rosh Shalom. How are you?
I'm good, Sister. And you?
I'm good. No complaints. None at all whatsoever.
Good. Me either. I have no complaints either. I was listening to what you're saying about that rapture, and you don't mean to talk about it anymore. I don't either. It's because like they change it every month anyway. You know, it's supposed to happen this month, then it happens, it don't happen, then it just keep changing and changing and changing. And if you ain't got eyes to see that something's flawed with that because it keep changing so much, then there's something wrong.
Absolutely, no question about that, absolutely. You know, and the thing about it is, you know, I stopped pushing this stuff on people. I stopped.
Yeah.
You know, I really did. I told you a long time ago I stopped. I don't send no more emails out, text messages. I don't do none of that no more. Because only the Most High can open up their eyes to see it. I don't do it no more. And, you know, all I'll say is if what you teach is true, then it'll come to pass.
Uh-huh.
That's all I'll say.
Yes.
You know, I'm not fighting with nobody. I'm not arguing with nobody else. If what you say is true, then it's going to come to pass. We're done fighting. You know?
Yeah.
But my question is, do you think, knowing what you know now, do you think that there will be black people who will be still left in this country, in America? And I'm not talking about Israelites. I'm just talking about black people, period.
Yes. And yes, I do. I think there'll be quite a few of them left in this country. And I'm not talking about Israelites either. I'm talking about, because it's like what I learned when I first came into this. You know, all my skin folks ain't my kin folks. That means a lot. There's a lot of Hamites. And then when I look around, there's a lot of Hamites running around too, because like you were saying about like with these athletes and stuff, you know, they get all these riches and fame because the Israelites are the ones up under its curses. And we struggle and struggle and struggle. But them jokers come over here, these jokers over here, they succeed just like the Europeans. They don't mean bother with us. You know, they don't mean act brotherly or like they related to us. So I do think that there will be a lot of black people left in this country.
So you don't believe that the rich athletes, the rich, the ball players and the basketball players and the NFL players would leave when it comes time for us to leave for the second exodus? Do you think they're going to stay behind and keep their riches and stuff? You think they're going to stay behind?
I think those that are not his, those that are not selectively, they will stay behind because they got so much tied up into this country. You know, majority of them got wives of the other nations, mixed children, and so many ties to this world. I think. And what I really feel, Sister Diana, is that I feel there's a sifting going on right now, mm-hmm. and that those who love the Most High Yah, they're going to one side, whether they be Israelite or Gentile, because there are some Gentiles that do love us. They may not go when we go, but there are some Gentiles that do try to do right.
Yes,
I feel, I really feel that there's a sifting, and I feel that because right now people are making decisions right now about what they want to do, you know, and like I'm talking about even people in your own household, people mm-hmm. who live in the same houses together, people are mm-hmm. making decisions as to who they're going to serve. And mm-hmm. a lot of people's world is not into the Most High, but it's into the things of this world, the ways of this world, because I want to tell you this. I really feel in my heart of hearts that the Most High orders my steps. I'm starting, you know, when you can read that all day long. A person mm-hmm. can read it all day long. But when you start to notice it in your life mm-hmm. and feel it in your life, it takes on a whole new meaning, and it gives you confidence of mm-hmm. where you're going, and, you know. And I don't feel like a lot of people are walking themselves to be toward the Most High. That doesn't mean you're perfect. That just means your heart and your intention is trying to go toward the Most High. But there are people who obviously, they don't want to hear it, don't
mm-hmm.
want to know it,
That's
don't
true.
Care about it. I
That's
want
true.
This filth. I'd rather have that every day of my life. And, you know, even Brother Paul said, that this flesh is something else, man. You know, it wants.
It does.
And, you know, and that's a struggle. That's a struggle in itself every day to get up and to deny your flesh. And, you know.
I agree with you 100%.
I don't feel that they, I feel that a lot of our people, I think that, I don't think it's going to be as many people. I think what that sister told you before when she
mm-hmm.
did the math about 500,000 people, I think that sister was spot on, you know.
Wow, that is a lot of people.
No, I just think she's spot on, you know, because you have to realize it's a remnant. It really is a remnant. It's not a remnant. It's not a lot.
That's true. That is true.
And,
it is.
And
she's
believe
about
it or not,
1,000 people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, Sister Yaina, when you start to look at, if you look around at the other people that are out, you know, color, that look like us, if you look
uh-huh.
at them, ask yourself how many of them have been at least exposed to being a Hebrew or Israelite doctrine, just a little bit. Ask yourself how many of them. And the answer is going to be very high, because I would say 97%, if not all of them, that I've walked around at some point in their life have been exposed to it.
Yeah, I get, yeah, that's true. They do know. It ain't like they don't know now. They do know.
But guess what the difference is? But guess what the difference is?
What's that?
Those that are his, it only takes that little bit of dangling, and they grab a hold of it, and they don't never let it go.
They don't let it go.
And they stay with it, and they stick with it, they stay with it, and they stick with it. But when you get those people who are not his, they look at it, it may interest them, they'll nibble a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, they go about the business because that ain't for them. And I have to tell myself that.
That's true. I mean, that is really true. And you, yeah, that's true because you, but you know what? Sometimes fear is what's going to knock them back into place. You know, sometimes fear
mm-hmm.
is the thing that will bring people back around to say, you know, wait a minute, this thing is real. You know, maybe I need
mm-hmm.
to just not, you know, maybe I need to really pay attention, because the biggest thing is fear. Fear, people move by fear. They really do.
Yeah.
And you just, you, unfortunately, those are the ones, because, I mean, look at the studies that we have been reading for so long, all this time in the Old Testament, in the book of Numbers, how fear was the motivation that they would straighten up for a while, and then they would go to complaining, and then they would straighten up for a while, and then they would go to complaining. And it was fear. It really wasn't the love for the Most High, but it was fear for themselves. And I think you have to really love him in order to really live this thing like you're supposed to. I really do.
Uh-huh.
I really, really do, because everybody's doing it for a different reason. And some people are still holding on to the world. They still holding on to the club. They still holding on to the music that's wrong. They still holding on to things, but they always got that eyebrow raised, wondering, is he really getting ready to come now? Maybe I need to straighten myself up. And they teeter-totter between the two because they're trying to have both worlds, and you just can't do it.
No, you get caught out there.
Get caught out there. Yeah, you really can't do it, because that's a dangerous place to be. But again, you can't make anybody feel the way you think they should feel about the Most High either. People going to give you, he knows, the one thing he knows is the intent of the heart. He knows the heart.
Yeah.
He knows the intent of the heart. And there's nothing anybody can do about it. You can't trick him. He's too smart for that.
Yeah.
You just can't trick him. He knows you. He knows what you're capable of. He knows all the things that he knows you. He do. You know, only person you're fooling is yourself. He knows exactly what you're going to do and how much you're going to do. He knows what you're doing in the background that don't nobody see. He knows all of it. He knows all of it. You know, and I was going to do this yesterday, and I forgot. But I'll do it today. You know, let me tell you something that we know, that the enemy is everywhere. I'm going to say this on the radio show, even in the nation of Yehuda. And every witch and every warlock that's on here that's coming for whatever reason, I hope you're coming to detach yourself from all of the things that you've learned from your craft and all this stuff, because we're not going to tolerate it. I'm just going to tell you that right now, under no circumstances. I say this every once in a while. I have to remind people that we're not going to listen to your teachings. We're not going to use your methodologies and all the stuff. We're not doing it. We're just not going to do it. I don't care how you dress it up. Don't send me no books. Don't provide nothing for me, because I'm not going to use it. Period. It's not going to happen. You know, and you have to say that to them, because everybody want to come in for their own reason, and some people just drag in
mm-hmm.
just to see, you know, how far they can go, and they don't really do nothing. They just dragging around because they're really looking out for themselves.
Uh-huh.
And it's just unfortunate. It is. Nothing you can do. All you can do is just, there's nothing you can do. The Most High knows those that are his. He knows the heart. He knows what's going on.
Yeah.
He does. He really does. So, you know, we just have to just continue to let him do what it is that he does. But he knows what's going on. He knows what you mean and what you want, and he knows how you really feel. Hold on. Area code 504, your mic is open. Hold on, you're on the air. And area code 276, your mic is open. Go ahead, you guys, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just want to say that everything you guys said was spot on. And also, I want to say, have you all listened to this gang member that got shot in the chest? And as he was dying, he was going down to hell?
No.
The dude was really, I mean, he gave out as much details as he can, as he could, brother. And I'm telling you, if that don't really wake folks up, I don't know what will. He gave a lot of detail about what he saw, what he experienced, what he smelled, what he felt. And it scared him so bad that he got out of the gangs, and he realized that the gangs were not his family, that his family was with the Most High. And now he is a preacher. But he talked about that. And it scared me. I'll be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
It really, truly scared me. You can check him out on redirecting. Sister DeBoyer has the interview. There's a white woman that's also talking to him about it, and she's asking him questions, and telling everything that he knows. But just to give you a little detail, if y'all don't mind, is that the man said that when he got shot, he was falling backwards, right, in this
mm-hmm.
world.
Mm-hmm.
But when he was, when his spirit was going to hell, he was falling forward. And he said the darkness was so dark that it was alive.
Wow.
Huh.
I can believe that.
And as
he was flying
towards wherever the place that he was flying towards, he said he saw this small flicker of light. And as he got closer and closer, it got larger and larger. And as it got larger and larger, he said it got really, really hot. The more hot, the closer he got, the hotter it was. But what he noticed was that he said his senses, they are heightened. I mean, to beyond normal. Whereas he could see and hear everything. Well, anyway, as he went through that light, all right, and
mm-hmm.
he said he landed hard, but he was able to get up and everything like that. But as he was falling through the darkness, he said he was hearing laughter, a bunch of laughter. And then when he went through that light and he landed, he said he saw and smelled grotesque beings, some of them looking like lizards. With golden eyes. He said their limbs were kind of twisted, some of them. And he was talking about also like these worms or maggots that were the size of like Coke bottles, and that they were coming up on him. He also was saying that he saw people's flesh being ripped apart, torn apart. He said that they have these type of contractions, whereas, you know, they will put your body part up in there. And he said this one woman who was a gossiper, and because she gossiped so much, they had her mouth open beyond what it's supposed to be, and they poured hot lava down her throat. Now he said one of the things that he noticed, that every time when the flesh was gone and nothing but bones in there, they were still alive. But the flesh would regenerate so that you get tortured over and over and over and over again. And he was trying to tell women about, don't be promiscuous. If you're promiscuous, stop.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a promiscuous woman, stop doing what you're doing right now. Repent and turn to the Most High.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this thing had me, I just couldn't, oh, man. Father, please help us. Please help us. All I can say, y'all, is check it out. And I hope that, you know, you're able to get a lot out of it. and that your family, if you get them to listen to it, that they will also get something out of it. It's a place that was not made for us. It was created for the devil and his angels.
So it was.
It was
never
created for man, but man wants to go there.
But guess what? Guess what, brother? They don't even believe in it. Most of these Israelites don't even believe in a hell inside the earth. They don't believe it.
That's true.
Well, you're right. The brother man said that he heard all languages there.
Mm.
He said some of them he recognized, like Arabic and Spanish. And he was saying that that's just the first part that he saw. He said the second part he saw was like, it was like going there to a big giant gate, or gates rather. And he said all these skeletons, they were lined up together. And also you had skeletons that was behind those gates telling people, run, 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 get out of here, get out of here. You don't want to come here. And he was like, all he could do was just look, look. And he said that you have no power, no strength, as if though you hadn't eaten in months. You cannot fight them. You cannot run from them. You can do nothing but just go through that torture. But
it goes to reason. If you follow them and you do what they say, you're going to suffer the punishment that's set out for them. Tell me,
Sam. That's it.
Lord have mercy. I mean, wow. Wow.
I was debating about telling you guys this yesterday. I really was. I was like, man, should I not? Father, please help me. So, you know, but y'all kind of like talk about what you were talking about a little bit earlier. That's when it prompted me to go ahead on and do it. But hell is a real place, and the gates of hell is real, and the people down there are real. They are real.
And guess
real.
Where
they're
it is? Over in the Middle East. The gates of hell is over in the Middle East at the bottom of Mount Hermon. That's when Christ went up there. That's when he asked Peter. He said, Peter, who do men say that I am? He said, some say thou art John the Baptist. Some say thou art Elijah. He said, well, who do you say I am? He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living Elohim. He said, flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but the Father in heaven. And that's when he told Peter, he said, upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. They were standing at the bottom of Mount Hermon when he told him that. All of it is set up a certain, man, people don't even know. They don't even know what's over there. They were standing at Philippi. They were standing at the bottom of Mount Hermon, at the gate of hell, where all of the statues are, Zeus and what is it, the one, the goat with the leg, with Pan, and all that. People take trips to go there. It's a real place. The gate of hell is a real place. People don't even know. They don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
Man, listen. Woo! There's a lot going on.
But while they're taking trips there, you don't know what spirits are jumping on you while you're over there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And what you were talking about earlier, about will it be some people left here? Yes, some that are melanated. I do believe that they will be. I'm looking around at a lot of people that they want to hold on to their materialistic cars, houses, even their pets. I heard a lady say, if I can exit it, can I bring my cat, my dog, or poo-poo, or whoever? And somebody said, I don't know, I don't think so. Oh, I can't leave without my pet. I don't go nowhere without my pet. And I'm like, you don't want to get on the ship over a dog or a cat?
Yeah, that's true.
You're going to want to hold on to this animal over the Most High, getting you out of it.
Yes, ma'am. They have a lot of people have a lot of isms and schisms. I don't even know if it's going to be an issue, though. I don't even know if that's going to even be an issue. The Most High may fix it with a pet's run away before it's time to go. I don't even think that's going to really be an issue. Not for real,
right.
Israel. And I really don't think that's going to be an issue. I hope it's not going to be an issue. I really do. They might fix it with a pet's runoff before we get ready to go somewhere. But, you know, you just never know. I mean, it's a lot. You know, but I don't think they're leaving anyway. All the ones, we talking about the ball players, Kyrie Irving, and what is the other one name who came out with the Israelite stuff? What's his name? The rapper. What's his name?
Kanye West.
And, you know, all of them that claim to be Israelites. You think they're going to walk away from all that?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No.
Man. Nick Cannon, all them that came on TV and said they was Hebrew Israelites. They said it. All of them said it out of their mouth. We Hebrew Israelites. Well, we're about to see. We can really see really what you made out of. We're going to see if you're going to leave when it comes time to come. If you're going to walk away from all of this. You know, and leave all of this behind. We're going to see. We have to just wait and see because, like I said, it's trendy now. It's the new thing now. And anytime anybody wants some attention from those arenas, they pop up with this, I'm an Israelite. I know I'm a black Israelite. We the real Jews. And that draws attention for society. That draws the black people in. Every time something happens, they do that. They draw the black people into the scene by using Hebrew Israelites. And then everybody goes to look at Kanye West said he a Hebrew Israelite. Kyrie Irving said he a Hebrew Israelite. Man, y'all know I'm so glad I said that. It was something that I wanted you guys to hear. Oh, my goodness. You are not going to believe this. But go ahead, child. You got to hear this. It's something you got to hear. Oh, my goodness. You're not going to believe it. Oh, my goodness, y'all, I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't believe it. Oh, my goodness, hold your horses, y'all. Just hold your horses. This is just too much. I really couldn't believe it. Let me pull this up. I pulled it up yesterday, and I thought nothing could shock me, but I was stunned. I was like, really, though? I really couldn't believe it. I just couldn't. Let me put this thing up here. Let me put this up here.
That if we don't know who we are, then how will we know what to do now and where we're going? Because in the Bible is the history of the Bantu people, our past, our present, how we got to the situations or the condition that we're in today, and where we're supposed to be in the future.
Is that your reference point, the Bible?
Oh, hold up, y'all. Let me get this up here.
This is your...
Yeah. Yeah.
Man of God?
Man of God.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I've watched your documentary.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's powerful, a lot of information. And it's interesting information. I like the fact that you always revert back to the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people that watch Something Nice with Dinano are Christian brothers and sisters who would really appreciate anything that references the Bible for whatever it says.
Mm-hmm.
What is your mission?
Oh, wait a minute. I got to fast forward.
Simple.
Hold on.
And so hitting the Caribbean, hitting America or the Americas and Europe is fine, but we have to take it back to the continent because there's hundreds and thousands of millions of people in the continent, in sub-Saharan Africa, that I believe don't know who they really are. They may know what tribe they come
from. Hold on. I don't want to go through the whole thing, but just give me one moment to get this up. Y'all not going to believe this. I was shocked. I really was. I thought nothing else could shock me.
The body of water that the Barry White would say, well, it's the Red Sea. No, because when you cross the Red Sea, you're getting into Saudi Arabia. When when the Israelites in the wilderness, God gave them quail, and it says in the morning there was dew on the ground and quail. How can you have dew on sand?
Ron, how did they manage to deceive us for so long? What tool do they use? How do we get our people to understand that we've been deceived?
Did y'all hear that? Ron Dalton now says, oh, I got to put this in here. Ron Dalton now says that the children of Israel never crossed the Red Sea. I was
like, are you kidding me?
Oh, Lord.
Can you imagine?
Oh, boy, this is just getting better and better.
He said the children of Israel never crossed the Red Sea because the Most High cannot rain down dew on sand. Can you imagine?
Wow.
I was like, you know, I thought nothing else could shock me. And Ron Dalton been on our show. How dare you? I mean, for real. We never, so all that's a lie. So Moses never split the water. We didn't walk over into Saudi Arabia. Mount Sinai is over there. But you mean the Elohim of Israel can't rain dew down on sand? Well, however he does it, whenever he does it, whenever he want to do it.
Wow.
I knew it was something I wanted to try. I knew it was something. Hold on, Sister Yasante, I'm coming. I knew it was something. Let me get this going. Hold on. Unbelievable.
But in the Greek Septuagint, it's rhinoceros.
I challenge you on that one. Because it also speaks of...
Oh, no.
So these apex predators, they have prey. In Africa, we should know what the lions like to eat. They like to eat the wildebeest, the African buffalo, giraffes, zebra, and big things like hippopotamus and even small elephants.
Every time they go to Africa, something happens. I've had too many brothers go over there talking about they was going to live in the motherland, and they turned them against y'all every single time. So now he's saying the children of Israel didn't cross the Red Sea. It wasn't nowhere. Woo! Father, I thank you. I just really just want to take a moment and say thank you. Haven't we been talking about deception for the last 3 weeks? Christ said, whatever you do, let no man deceive you. Harry code 214, your mic is open, you're on the air.
Yes, I don't want to take us off topic. I live in fear of the Most High, and I definitely live in, I don't often think about hell, but I want to go back to what Brother Yerushalayim was saying just very quickly. I'm in the middle of this interview, and I actually stopped because, it, as he says, it's intense. But this man's name is Dominic, on his channel called Touching the Afterlife, it's 57 minutes and 54 seconds. He talks about this, and so I don't know about the other one he was talking about. I think there may be comment here, but here it's just him talking about what it is that he experienced. And so it's called Touching the Afterlife. I was a Chicago gang member and went to hell after being shot twice, Dominic's testimony. So I wanted to add that. And also what you're talking about, and I've not researched any of this, but I'm just fearful. I do. I'm afraid of crossing the Most High. So people seem to have no fear.
Here we go. Listen.
We're told that God parted the waters. These guys could go through. So if your narrative says they were not going northeast or towards the east from Egypt, they were actually coming down through the Sahara, which makes sense, the desert, right? It's a big desert they had to cross. And down the valleys, whether it's the Congo or whether they're traveling by the edge of the East Coast. where is this parting of the waters if they are going down Africa? Are they crossing the Nile River? Are they crossing the Limpopo? Are they crossing the Congo?
Easy. In the English Bible, we see the word Red Sea. When you go into the Hebrew, you're going to see the word Yam Suf.
Okay.
Yam Suf means, or Yam can mean a large river, a lake, or an ocean. And Suf means reeds or papyrus. Together, it could be the large or great river of reeds, or the great lake of reeds, or the great sea of reeds. Now, where do reeds grow? Papyrus reeds grow along freshwater river banks.
Right.
Papyrus reeds do not grow in salt water.
Yeah, yeah. So the Red Sea would be salt
the
water.
The Red Sea,
right?
Is extremely saline, extremely salty, and is very hot. So if you look at the banks of the Red Sea, you can just Google Red Sea coastline. You will not see any reeds.
Dry.
So when Moses was in a papyrus reed basket, I mean, even in Africa today, they can weave a basket made out of papyrus reeds. We have to understand that the Israelites, they crossed the Nile River. And when you look at the land that they went into from beyond the rivers of Cush, beyond the rivers of the Nile River, is where the Israelites were scattered and dispersed. This is in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 10. When the Bible mentions fat pasture, that is the grasslands. When the Bible mentions the mountains of Israel and the cattle and the livestock eating off the mountains of Israel, when you go to Israel, you look at their mountains, you're not going to see cows, sheep, and goats eating and grazing on what we would call fat grassland pasture. If you go to the Congo and you go into the mountains of the Congo, you're going to see cows. You're going to see mountain farms. You can see mountains that have grass all over it.
East Africa, your Kenya, Tanzania.
Yeah, exactly. These cows are in a buffet. They're never going to have to leave and go here to graze because there's nothing here to eat. Like a Bedouin, like the Bedouins in Israel and Jordan, when their little small livestock eats up enough of that area, they gotta move like nomads to another area. The water is scarce because it's the desert. And the grassland is scarce. So when you look at Africa, Africa is full of savannas or plains and also forests. When we look at the thrones of King Solomon, we look at the horn that the Israelites blew, the elephant horn and the ram's horn. Where do you get ivory to make King Solomon's throne? Ivory.
Elephants, right?
Are there elephants in Israel? No. So in order to make a lot of the things in Israel, and for them to use the ram's horn or the
kudu horns, right? Can you use kudu horns?
Yeah, they would have to be in an area that had these things readily available. They didn't have Amazon. They didn't have UPS, FedEx, and.
Okay, do we need to hear any more? I mean, because here's a brother in. Wait a minute, what's this year? This is 2024. Telling us about what the landscape was like, what the land mass was like. How many thousands of years ago was that?
3, 4.
See, and you know
three,
what?
Four,
some of y'all going to go on Google. I'm going to tell them what they're going to do. Some of y'all on here going to go on Google and be like, well, you know what? He does make a lot of sense, and have at it. Because you know what? That's deception. The Bible says it was. Do you not think they would know the difference between the Red Sea and the Nile River?
Yes.
You got that right.
It's pure deception.
And then another thing he was saying, how did King Solomon get ivory and they don't have. King Solomon, people came from all over bringing him.
Sure did.
Stuff from their country.
Sure did.
Ivory, gold, silver, and linen, and all kind of stuff.
Sure did. And you know what? These are the brethren from the church that came over here and they saw, like I said, an opportunity. They saw an opportunity. they wrote books. They did all kind of stuff. And now, all of a sudden, you're in Africa, and now everything happened in Africa. Oh, my gosh, we got this from this. Now, granted, the landmass was one total landmass. I don't doubt that. I said that in the beginning of the call. It was a total landmass before they broke it up with the Suez Canal. But one thing about the Bible does not lie. Now I was like, wow. I thought nothing else could shock me. I really did. Oh, you know what? And all of them people that has called and said, you know, and these are some of the sisters that's been called us and said, I'm about to lose my job. We don't have this and we don't have that. And these people went running. They came to us because you needed some help. And then y'all ran to him when y'all thought he was getting ready to get rich. But when that happened, how much help did you get? Can't even find them no more. They won't even return your phone call no more. So back to what we were saying before, Brother Yerushalayim, people do what's conducive for them to do when it's time for them to do it. They Israelites when it's convenient. But when the test really come and you really have to go through something, they don't have a backbone to go through it. They just don't have a backbone to go through it. And you'll tell, the Most High knows the intent of the heart, because they'll get all they can get, and then when the things get better for them, they act like they don't know. And it's just the truth. All the people that have supported this brother. And you move to Africa, and now all of a sudden we didn't cross the Red Sea. Really, though? But you know what? He had the church behind him the whole time. Because his father is a Pentecostal pastor. Still is. Mm-hmm. Had the church behind him the whole time. He even said he still got a 501c3. At least that's what I thought I heard anyway on one of the videos, that he still has a church.
Wow. He's being paid to deceive the people.
Unbelievable.
You know, Yaina, can I say this one thing?
Yes, sir.
You know, for him to say that foolishness that he just did, and I'm going to call it out like it is, foolishness, and that dumbness, you're absolutely right, it is. When I just saw something the other day where when we as a people and a nation were in the land, there were lions, there were elephants, that's been proven archaeologically. But when the Most High put us out of that land and they said that land would become desolate, it did just what the Most High's word said. It became desolate and the animals moved. There's plenty of evidence that there were elephants in there. Yes, he did get some of the stuff from shipped around from different places. Yes, I know that. But there were elephants. There are elephants in India. There are elephants in parts of the Middle East. There are lions in the Middle East. There are all kinds of stuff over there. But for him to come out and say that, it's just crazy. But I'm going to say this. I remember when we was on the call years ago, and we got him on the phone, and we was talking about the movie, and we was also talking about the 2019 Day of Repentance.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to put it out there, Sister Jane. The brother didn't want to hear nothing about the prayer. It was about supporting the movie. And that was a red flag for me right there, because if you was really of that spirit and of the heart to do the right thing, you'd have been interested in the prayer as well. But we didn't want to talk about the prayer. We want to talk about the movie and that and the money supporting the movie. That was a red flag for me with that.
Unbelievable. I'm just letting y'all know, man. I'm telling you, it's coming out the woodwork. I'm telling you. It's coming out the woodwork. It really is. Coming out the woodwork. I hear you. I agree with you.
There's a video out. It's on YouTube. The title of it says, Congress offers African Americans a hip-hop task force instead of reparations. And, you know, whenever y'all get a chance, just watch that.
They offered us what? A hip-hop what?
Task force.
That's a task force.
Yes.
Really?
Instead of, I guess, something with task force to tackle social inequity.
Please forget all that bull crap. I almost cussed. Don't, please.
And they said they not, why they got to do it with us? How come you don't offer it for the other nationalities? It's not going to tackle anything. They said they're trying to reach the young generation because they know that nobody is listening to them. What they're doing is not working. And they have this black, I don't know what he is, senator or whatever from Democrats or whatever. But if you pull the title up, you can see, you know, what it's all about. But they said they always put a melanated face. They said they can't use Diddy no more. They said because he's in jail, so they get this person to represent us. They said even though his face is melanated and all, that he may have been born in America, but his family came from the Caribbean or somewhere else. And they said so they always use a melanated person to try to pull, you know, our people into this whatever thing that they want, you know, to pull it into their agenda. I don't know if they're trying to get their votes or what. They said that they're going to that they got cheated in this and that. They said, no, it's a trick. This is a deception to get you to go and vote or whatever, and then everybody's going to get everything, and you're still going to be on the bottom. You're still not going to get whatever they're promising you. But I just thought it was a very interesting YouTube, you know, that they put up.
It's incredible. It's just incredible. I'm just, you know what? This is just incredible. I mean, you know, I was on the brother's team. I was on y'all's team. We were supporting. We did what we had to do. And something happened. The enemy is very sure. The Most High said, whatever you do, do not be deceived. Now, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I heard an interview with him that he said it. I know his father's still a pastor. And that he was still pastoring. I don't know what. I don't know how he pastors or what, because I don't want to. I don't want to misquote nobody's words and names. But I heard this straight from your mouth today, that we didn't cross the Red Sea. Unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. Like I told y'all, you got to be careful with the mess that you listen to, because everybody's an Israelite now. They got all kind of groups out here that's Israelite, you know, and. Like I said, we all have stepped and went out of our way and pulled out of our pockets to help some of these people when they was going through and gifting people and donating to people's issues and problems. And then as soon as y'all get on y'all feet, you just disappear. But it's all good because the most we did it from the intent of with the right intent of the heart. But I'm telling y'all, you got to be very careful who you support. That's all I'm going to say. And you hate to be like that, but you don't know really what's in these people's hearts. You just don't. That's right up there with the virgin birth. The guy said, yes, they had sex. Excuse me? He said, y'all want to know whether Mary and Joseph had sex? Yes, they had sex. Crucial. I mean, you know, like I said, it's getting ready. It's coming down to the wire now, you know, and you'll be able to see. That's why I said when everybody talking about, oh, we going to Africa. No, you going to Africa. I'm going to the land of Canaan. So y'all can kill all that. Nope. Not everything in Africa. All it. I guess Mount Sinai is in Africa, too. When the Bible clearly states that it's in Arabia. It's in Saudi Arabia. It's unbelievable. That when Moshe went to Midian. That's in Saudi Arabia. But I guess that ain't true either. Because Paul said that Sinai is in Arabia. So how did Arabia get to be Africa? You know, either you believe Yah's word or you don't. Either you believe it or you don't. And it goes back to what we said in the beginning, that no matter what happens, you're going to have to stand on his word. Right, stand on his word. That's all you're going to be able to do. Either you believe this or you don't. You believe it or you don't. It's just simple as that. But man, that's that. I was shocked. I didn't think anything else could shock me. Like, I was literally shocked. I was. I really was. But it is what it is. There's nothing else you can do about it. You just got to keep. That's what the sister was saying yesterday when they was talking about Bohemoth. That Bohemoth is a rhino. The Most High know the difference between the Bohemoth and a rhino. He know what he made. He would have said rhino if that's what, oh, it's a new name. That really wasn't what that meant. That's really a rhino. He know what he made them animals. He know exactly what they are. Because, you know, Leviathan is in the water, but Bohemoth is on the land. Now, all of a sudden, it's a rhino. Well, please. I mean, you know, when you deal with this kind of stuff, and like I said, let me say this again. Don't start the woman stuff because please come for me. I really want you to come for me. Come on the radio show. Come on this one. I'm going to invite you on this one. Because please. Because this is just this is getting ridiculously dangerous. And again, to the people. Who are the people who are out there who are struggling with who they are, trying to understand themselves as Israelites, before you jump on anybody's bandwagon, please pray to the Most High first for him to lead and guide you into all truth. Because people are being swept away and deceived by the droves. They really are. They being swept away by the droves. It's a sad situation to be in, but they're being swept away by the droves. They really, really are. This is not nobody's joke. It's not. That's the same way they can go in the scriptures and say that the Immaculate Conception wasn't really immaculate. They calling it the Immaculate Deception. Because they're going to go in the scriptures and try to, well, see, this is what this means, and spouse means this, and God wouldn't have did this with this. But the scripture clearly says he did not touch her until after she gave birth to that first baby. It even breaks it down and explains they did not have sex until after she gave birth to that first baby, until she gave birth to the Messiah. And then they had other children. Unbelievable stuff, y'all. I'm telling you, we getting ready to leave here because it's getting down to the wire. The deception is coming out the woodwork from the Israelites. His brother said we didn't cross the Red Sea.
So he don't believe that God had the power to even open the Red Sea.
He believed it was done in Africa. That's where he's going with it. Oh, all this was on the continent of Africa. No. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's deception all day long. 98,000 views. Ooh, this is incredible. It's incredible.
There are two placards. There are two placards. One was supposed to be where the Israelites crossed over, over in Egypt. And the other one is on the other side where Saudi Arabia is. The Egyptians wanted to erase that placard. They got rid of it, the marker, rather. And I think the Saudis may still have theirs up. But it's a lot of contention with that. So I know that they crossed over the Red Sea. I believe it. Because He wanted to make it. I believe that Yah wanted to do something that was so fantastic. And plus, the evidence shows that you have chariots and also the horses with their hoofs that is in the Red Sea, as well as helmets, shield, and sword.
Yeah. You know what? That whole coral reef thing, that's been disputed too. That's not the first time that somebody has come up with that, and that's been disputed as well. You know, and all of the stuff that they've come up with. And I have to not get angry. I have to apologize to you guys. I'm so sorry. I even apologize to Ron Dalton, you know, because the Most High said that the deception was going to be strong. He did. He said it's going to be many that's going to be led away by deception. And I do apologize to Mr. Ron Dalton. I really do. I just got angry there for a minute. But I'm going to really pray for you. I'm going to pray for you. I really am, because, you know, the Most High warned us that in these last days that the deception was going to be strong. And you're going to have to stand on his word. Irregardless to where you move, irregardless to the people that you're around, you're going to have to stand on his word. And that's going to be all of us. That's all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to come up with something that's going to make you question. And you're going to have to say to yourself, I believe in his word, no matter what. So, you know, please forgive me. I had a moment there. I kind of got upset there for a minute, you know, because we expect everybody to stay on the path that we on, and everybody doesn't. So I do apologize from the bottom of my heart. I'm going to continue to pray for you, you know, and I hope, you know, that the Most High turns this around in your heart, because you're wrong, brother. We have to stand on his word. We have to stand on his word. You cannot change. Either it is or it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, real talk. That's just, and I really, really hope that it's just an oversight. I really do. I really, really do, because, you know, these are people, like I said earlier, that are in the forefront. They're in the public's eye. People see them on. This was a major controversy that the whole world saw a year ago. Hebrews, the Negroes. Everybody was talking about it. It was on the bestsellers list.
Mm-hmm.
And now this. So I'm going to pray. I really am. I'm really going to pray that the Most High either changes your heart or whatever, you know, but in the meantime, in the between time, for the rest of us that are continuing on this journey, stand on Yah's word. Don't let nobody change it, because they're going to come up with all kinds of stuff. They're going to come up with new revealing books out of nowhere. They done dug out of a cave. They're going to come up with all kinds of stuff. Stand on his word, because that's the one thing that he backs up.
I want to share something. Go ahead.
So I bet you there was money involved.
Somebody got a hold of it. I don't know what was involved, but one thing I do know is that that word don't lie. His word don't lie. They could have told the story any kind of way they wanted to, but the story doesn't lie. It just don't lie. And it don't matter who knows what, who did what, where it came from, all the people that's waking up, all your panels and your discussions on the internet, all the stuff that you're talking about, one thing we're going to do over here is we're going to stand on his word. We're going to believe it for what it says. We are. We're going to believe it for what it says. I'm not deviating and changing. I believe he is who he is, and I believe what his words say is true.
Not
and let God be true and every man be a liar. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I was challenged on the dietary law.
Mm-hmm.
This was another Hebrew that, you know, we were just having a discussion, and I said, you know, they questioned me about, well, you said we're not supposed to eat anything with the shell and this and that, blah, 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 blah. I said, well, Most High said it. I said, it's right there, you know, in the book. So they said, but I did some research, and I found out that the shell fish and the lobster and this and that, it has stuff in there that our body needs and blah, 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 blah. And it's been proven scientifically this and that and that. And I told him, I said, well, you know what? I said, it's a matter of you either obeying the Most High or disobeying.
Right.
He said, I said, I don't care what it has. I said, it can have 100% of what the body may could use or need. But if he said, don't touch it, don't touch it. Don't eat it.
Don't
touch
it.
I said, so you can believe, you know, go with the science and all that. I said, I'm not going by what the science say or what Dr. Somebody said. I'm going by the word. And he said for his people not to eat it and not to touch it. And that's what I stood on. And I said, now for you, you do what you want to do. But I said, he said for you to obey him, not what science or somebody found out this and that. I don't go with that because I said Satan. I said Satan can put whatever he wants in the books, the science books or whatever books are saying this is better for you than the fish that we eating without shell and all that. I said he can say whatever he wants to say. I don't know who wrote that. I don't know what spirit the person that wrote it has. I said I'm just standing on the word, and so that's what I'm doing.
Hold on, let me open up Brother Leonard's mic. Brother Leonard, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to say this deception didn't just start last week. Started 2,500 years ago in Alexandria, Egypt. Pliny the Elder, Josephus, Philo of Alexandria, Clement, Polycarp. Deception started 2,500 years ago.
Well, I can take that, but let me take it a step further. The deception started in the Garden of Eden. That's what it initially started at. Now, they might have helped it along, but it started in the Garden of Eden. So I can agree with that, too. I can agree with a whole lot of stuff. You know, deception has always been there. It's going to always be there because that is the side of the enemy. And that's why I had to apologize to the brother because I kind of got in my emotions for a minute. But the enemy, he's an old soul. He's been around for a long time. That's why the Bible says, don't even entertain him. Well, he said, resist the devil and he'll flee. Don't even listen to nothing he's talking about. Because if you listen long enough, he's going to change your mind. If you're not settled and secure in what you believe, he's going to change your mind. So that's why we got to, no matter what we do, know his word says this. That's what Christ did when he went up on the mountain. He said, well, if you be the Son of God like you say you are, throw yourself down. And hopefully the angels, I'm just paraphrasing, will be able to save you lest your foot dash against the stone. He said, thou shalt not tempt the Most High thy Elohim. We ain't got to do, why I got to prove something to you? I don't have to prove nothing to you. He said, don't do it, or I'm not going to do it. Period. Everybody have those thoughts. You know, and my family, I always tell them, why don't you do this? You do it and go to hell while you're doing it. And I keep it moving because I'm not getting ready to do that. We have got to pray one for another. Like I said again, I apologize to the brother. I got upset, but we're going to pray for you because you're wrong. You dead wrong on that one. And you wrong on that one. I'm really going to pray for you. I really am. You know, I don't mean no harm and no disrespect, but you wrong on that one right there. You are required to stand on his word. No. So on that note, anybody else have anything else you want to say today before we dismiss? Anything at all whatsoever? Because we got to stand on it. Nope, that's what it say. We're going to believe what it say. Not but what you say, but what it says. Because like I said, you can go in any Google and Google anything and find out it's pagan. Wearing socks could be pagan. That's a whole nother thing. We don't do that because it's pagan. And they'll come up, put anything on the internet to say it's pagan. Stand on God's word. Period. You know? Same way with the Immaculate Deception teaching. We're going to pray for y'all. We are really going to continue to pray because something is wrong. Somebody that went astray somewhere, but we're going to continue to pray for you and hold you up. We're going to pray for you because that's all we can do anyway. Nobody can change another person's mind. Goes back to what we were talking about, Brother Yerushalayim. Everybody got their own mind. They got to make their own decision. They do.
You're right. You're so right.
we getting too close now. Ain't no need to trip it. I'm like, look, you want to trip, you go, I'm out. So y'all have good life and you have all this stuff. I am out of here. Peace. I'm not fighting and arguing with nobody. You can have it all. I'm gone. Real talk.
I agree with you.
No, I want it to be a certain way, and I want us all to be on the ship and kumbaya and lovely and all that, but I'm out. So you can believe this mess if you want to. You can fall for the joke if you want to, but the joke going to be on you. Because when the Most High send the ship, then he means for you to get on it. Mansions, Bentleys, all the mess that you've been driving around in, when he send a ship, And they coming specifically for you, that ought to be confirmation that this word is true. If it ain't, have at it. I'm out. For real. What Brother Donnie, I said, he said either you'll get it or you won't. I mean, for real, ain't no other way you can say it. he said either you'll get it or you won't, one of the two. But when you finally wake up and everybody gone, you're going to realize you made one of the biggest mistakes of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go through some hell that you ain't never seen before. But you know what? I'll praise him. So on that note, we are ending our show. You guys have a wonderful rest of your week. We're going to see you guys when we come back again next week. And everybody, enjoy your first day of the week. Shalom, shalom, everyone.
Shalom.
Shalom. Hasta la vista, babies.